trusted, live, and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
Mount Union over in Alliance, that place has a sweet spot in my heart for it. My producer, Billy, he graduated with my wife from there. What are the odds of that? And two of my best friends that were in my wedding a couple months ago, all Mount Union graduates. So, of course, I was over the moon when I heard this news right here. But Mount Union's nursing program was named the best in Ohio by Nursing School's Almanac. That's incredible. Incredible. Well, to help us learn a little bit about it, we have Dr. Tim Myers on the show with us, and he is the professor and chair of Mount Union's Department of Nursing. Doctor, how are you?
Good, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm great.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations on this honor, you know, being one of the best nursing programs in the state of Ohio. It's an honor that's very well deserved. I've got to ask, how long have you been with Mount?
This is I'm finishing my second year at Mount Union. So I had 14 years of service at Kent State.
Okay.
And had the wonderful opportunity to come to Mount Union. Actually, you were talking about all the graduates that you know. I worked with a colleague at Kent for a long time, and he strongly encouraged me to apply to Mount Union because of his affinity for the university.
Yeah, I mean it is a smaller school, but it's such a great place. The camaraderie, I love it. The people there, they're great. My producer Billy, he's, you know, I'm lucky that Mount Union was able to train him and get him in the chair here. All right, so
very good,
Doctor. If you don't mind me asking, what did it take for you guys to get to this level, for Mount Union's nursing program to rise up through the ranks?
Yeah, you know, our program graduated its first. We admitted our first students in 2013 and graduated our first class in 2017, and then the almanac that ranked us number one looked mostly at the pass rates. There's a national licensure examination that nurses must take in order to get licensure to protect society. You know, society trusts higher places of education, but also wants to have a standardized test to make sure that, you know, the graduates that we're producing are capable of safely delivering nursing care. And based upon those pass rates, we're almost 4 percentage points higher than anyone else in the state of Ohio over the last 5 years. So it's not just a one-shot, you know, look at like this past year's pass rates. It's looking at the life of our program and comparing us to other programs over that same time period. And so that's pretty impactful data for us to know about. What took us to get there? I wish I could say it's me, but as I already disclosed, I've only been here for 2 years. It's really exemplar faculty. I mean, our faculty are hands-on, student first, small class sizes, and they're dedicated to, you know, when I came, I heard about this bleeding purple, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and being a purple raider. Like, I'm not going to get indoctrinated into that. You know, like, I'm here, this is my job, and God, if you know it, but I mean, I bleed purple. It happens so quickly.
Yeah.
There's a large community. It's a family sense. And so I think our faculty give the students a family sense. They hold the rigors of our program. I mean, clearly that's evident by our pass rates. And that's recently being accredited by the CCNE. We received 10 years of accreditation about 6 months ago. So the combination of that, I give all the accolades to our faculty.
Now, I come from a nursing family. I talk about it on air. We own nursing homes for decades. And my mom, my aunt, grandparents, they're all, my sisters, all nurses, all STNAs. And the fact that you guys have a 98.9 first-time passage rate on the NCLEX, that's incredible. That really is.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Jordan, more impressive to me than that number is looking at our historical program retention rates.
Yeah.
Because a lot of programs can boast very high pass rates. Not quite as high as us, luckily. I mean, but, you know, being a little egocentric there, I guess. But our retention rates are 92%. So that means, you know, 92% of students who come into our sophomore sequence make it through our program, and then 99% of those, 98.9%, pass the first time on the NCLEX. And to be honest, we have 100% passage rate on the NCLEX lifetime. So the two students who did not pass the NCLEX on the first attempt pass on the second attempt. So when you combine all those statistics, if, you know, you're going to send your son or daughter, or you're going to come to a nursing program, you know, with our ratios and our pass rates and our retention rates, this really gives you that family sense, and you can be comfortable knowing you're going to leave the program and get licensed on the first attempt.
That's incredible. That really is. So I do have to ask this. You find out where you guys rank at on the nursing school's almanac. What's your reaction?
Well, my first reaction was to give kudos to the other Stark County programs that were ranked in the top 10. You know, when I came down to Stark County from Portage County and living in Cuyahoga County a long time, there's a lot of non-collegial approach to nursing up north. You know, they're jockeying for position and for students. And when I came down here, I felt immediately a welcome from Walsh and Malone and Altman College, Kent State Stark, more collegial in nature. And whereas we are competing each other for students, it's impressive to know that I'm not the only program in the county that's in the top 10 in the state of Ohio. And so to really give kudos to those deans and directors for what they've done, and then also then to give kudos and, you know, excitement to our faculty and our students for, you know, persevering. You know, Jordan, to think that during the pandemic, the national average of the NCLEX has dropped by almost 5%.
Yeah.
And instead of us dropping, we've maintained the same passage rate that we've had for the entire length of our program. I mean, that's incredible.
Now, Doctor, I do have to ask this, though. With the pandemic, we did see, we're seeing a nurse shortage. Did you guys, were your numbers this year for maybe some first-time nurses in some of the classes or potential nurses, were they lower this year, or were they still just as high, maybe more people coming out and signing up to take nursing?
Yeah, we've seen both. So I would say that we've had admitted two classes, Jordan, that have been coming in under the pandemic, right? So our current sophomores were admitted, you know, when the pandemic was newer, and then our now freshmen were admitted when the pandemic was almost a year and a half old. And so that sophomore class is a little bit smaller than what we've seen. I mean, it's still larger than any class we've graduated, but our seniors and our juniors are about 50 students strong. So we'll graduate 100 nurses in the next 2 years, and that's not accounting for our accelerated program. Our sophomores are about 30 students, which is a little bit smaller than we like, but our freshman class is at 56.
Wow.
And so if we retain that 92% retention rate, as I talked about before, they'll be the largest class we've ever graduated. So we're seeing a mix of how people feel about the pandemic and how that's affecting healthcare. But you are dead on when you say there's a huge nursing shortage. That's been around for a long time, as your family probably is very aware of.
Yeah.
But we've seen a mass exodus of nursing from healthcare related to the strain that you're seeing nurses being put under to care for patients.
Yeah, and you don't want to overwork your nurses. You don't want to burn them out either. They take such great care of our loved ones, and whether hospitals, nursing homes, or even doing at-home health, we need them, and it's all important. Now, for maybe anyone who's not familiar, do you guys do LPN? Is it just RN to BSN? What are you guys offering at Mount Union?
Yeah, we're looking at a lot of different new programs, but none of those are yet in the stages where we can announce them. But currently we offer two pathways to the BSN. So as you know, as you just alluded to, there are two different licensures you can achieve to become a nurse in the state of Ohio, the LPN or the RN. Now, within the RN itself, there's three different degree programs that, and we offer the baccalaureate program, so that's a four-year degree. We offer that two different ways. The traditional student coming out of high school for 4 years, you know, they can go through it that way. We also have exemplar students who are starting to go through the program in 3 years. They come out with all this college credit plus from their high schools. They're very well prepared academically, and they're able to handle the rigors of the program in 3 years. And then finally, we have accelerated students. These are students, perhaps like yourself or Billy, who have a degree in something else, who find a calling for nursing. You know, maybe the job security, the ability to care for people, that really is what makes me want to be a nurse and continue teaching nursing and still practice nursing. You know, and that's for students who have another baccalaureate degree. We get them through the program in 4 semesters. So it's all a BSN. It's just different ways of getting that BSN. So a 4-year, a 3-year, or an accelerated track, which is 15 months.
Wow.
The way that we get students to the profession.
So you, now if somebody comes in with an LPN licensure, they can, you guys do serve as the bridge for them to get the RN.
Absolutely, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, great.
Yeah, we'll try to get them through the process as quick as possible.
All right. Dr. Tim Myers with Mount Union's nursing program. We appreciate it. Good luck and keep up the great things there in Alliance. It seems to really be paying off for our future healthcare workers and the ones right now who they want to learn a thing or two from you. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you, Jordan. I'm pleased to announce, you know, that we received this award, and we are now trying to compete with the football team on as many championships in a row as we can get. You know, we're the and university. So we can do athletics and athletics here. So academics and athletics both at Mount Union. So thank you very much for your time, Jordan. I really appreciate it.